voting is a moral act. That's the message from Catholic bishops in a lengthy statement on next week's assembly election. The pastoral reflection sets out the church's position on moral issues like abortion and same-sex marriage, as well as childhood poverty, education and politics here. Is this the church sticking its nose into politics or giving moral guidance to Catholics? Boyd Sleater from Atheist NI. Morning, Boyd.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And David Quinn, Director of the Iona Institute. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. If I just read from, just grabbed it here. This is what the Catholic Church has said. 10 questions based on Catholic social teaching for Catholics to ask candidates standing in the assembly elections. And some of the things that they say in this. What will you do to protect and support family and marriage, and in particular the natural institution of marriage between one man and one woman? Do you support abortion, the direct and intentional taking of an innocent human life in any circumstances? Then, they say, the social and moral teaching of the church is clear. It is never morally acceptable to support any policy that undermines the sacred inviolability of the right of life of an innocent person in any circumstances. Then they say, as Pope Francis has recently said, there are no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be in any way similar or even remotely analogous to God's plan for marriage and family. In other words, is this the Catholic Church, David Quinn, telling people, do not vote for these political parties unless they are against gay marriage and against abortion?
I would say it comes pretty close to that, all right. The 10 questions, by the way, also deal with things like childhood poverty, the future of faith-based schools, persecution of Christians, human trafficking, UN Sustainable Development Goals, and that kind of thing. So the 10 questions, there's 10 questions for people to consider. But, I mean, basically, I suppose, like, the question is, and in a way it shouldn't even have to be asked, do Catholics, Christians and other religious believers have a right to an opinion upon politics? And the answer is obviously yes, because everybody has a right to have an opinion about justice and the just ordering of society. And the commandment to love my neighbour and to do unto others as you would have them do unto you obviously has political implications. It would be an extremely strange thing if a Christian was to be told, you can't have an opinion about the just ordering of society. You can't have an opinion about justice as a Christian.
But is this not the... Is the irony here not, David? Is this not the Catholic Church getting very close to advising people to vote for the DUP? Because if you think about it, Sinn Féin support gay marriage, so therefore the Catholic Church here is very... They're getting very close to saying, be careful if you vote for a party that supports gay marriage. They're not saying that out loud. And the SDLP, by the way, would be including this too, wouldn't they? But they are saying that it is against God's word. So that would rule the Sinn Féin and the SDLP out, wouldn't it? And that would very much, according to what I'm reading here, put the DUP in the favourite spot of the Catholic Church.
You're completely right in saying what you're saying. That kind of is the direction that...
Boyd Sleater, sorry, go ahead, Boyd, then we'll come back to David.
It kind of does look like that's the direction that the Catholic Church are wanting you to vote. And they do raise some points about things like childhood poverty and poverty in general. And, I mean, we have to remember that the last case that happened here in Northern Ireland around abortion with that woman was charged was because she was poor. So, the simple fact is that the sort of thoughts around abortion are completely out of touch and they're wrong. And the same goes with things like equal marriage. I mean, if we look at the referendum that happened in the South, I think it was about 68-70% of people voted in favour of it. You know, the vast majority of those people are going to be Catholics in the South of Ireland. So they're completely out of touch with the people who attend their churches. And this just seems to be... It just seems to be the norm for the Catholic Church.
Well, they're entitled to their views and they're entitled to express them, aren't they? But the key question, and by the way, and this is interesting, we were talking to the Catholic Church and we asked them to take part in today's discussion. They didn't come back to us. We'll chase them again for tomorrow, because there is a key question in this, Boyd Sleater and David Quinn. David, let me put this question to you. Is the Catholic Church saying it is a sin to vote for a party which supports abortion, which supports gay marriage? That's the question I want to ask the Catholic Church.
Yeah, but I think it would be a considered wrong for a Catholic to vote for any party that supports any grave injustice, and obviously abortion would be considered a grave injustice. But so would it be considered wrong to vote for a party that has no consideration for the poor, for example. So everything has to be taken into consideration when voting for a particular party, all 10 questions. Now, there's a waiting to be put on those questions, because obviously the right to life is the most fundamental of all. Your question, by the way, about whether a Catholic should or can vote for the DUP, I mean, obviously that's a very charged question up in the context and the political context of the North, and it's kind of easy for me to say down here in Dublin. But obviously a Catholic can vote for the DUP, and I mean, I've heard anecdotal evidence of Northern Catholics doing that, because I mean, I would go up and down, and I've heard this, and I've heard of, you know, pro-life Catholics who would be becoming more inclined to vote for the DUP, which is quite a remarkable thing. And it does actually mean that for the first time ever, really, that the likes of the SDLP has to kind of watch its flank and just look at the possibility of a certain leakage of votes from it, not necessarily to Sinn Féin, but maybe for the first time to the DUP, not in big numbers, but the fact that even the possibility exists is quite a remarkable thing. Because if you are somebody who takes, you know, things like the pro-life issue and the marriage issue extremely seriously, and you look around at the policy, well, Sinn Féin, you know, is pro-choice and is pro-gay marriage, and the SDLP is pro-gay marriage, and the DUP, as you say...
Well, Sinn Féin says it's not pro-choice.
Nor pro-choice.
Sinn Féin would say that they're not pro-choice and they only want law change on limited circumstances.
Can I say that again?
Sinn Féin says it's not pro-choice, they only want the law change in limited circumstances. Well, in other words, fetal abnormality and rape. But look, we don't need to get into that, do we? Because there's a lot to talk about within this morning. And I come back to it. If you read, would the Catholic Church vote for Sinn Féin or the SDLP? That's the question. Because if they're asking themselves, if they are saying that the social moral teaching of the Church is clear, never morally acceptable. In other words, abortion is never morally acceptable, and also there are no grounds for considering homosexual unions, in other words, gay marriage, then is it fair for me to deduce that the Catholic Church would never vote for Sinn Féin or the SDLP if those two aspects were very important to them, which clearly they are.
Stephen, sorry, if I can jump in, the Catholic Church in itself doesn't get a vote.
If you were to take...
Hold on, Boyd. David first, then you, Boyd. Go on, David. Yeah.
Take the 10 questions in the round, and then you do a kind of box-ticking exercise, and you look at, OK, which of these parties comes closest to answering these 10 questions? Then the Catholic obviously will be inclined to go in one direction or the other. And you have to also attach a weighting to those questions, because, again, I mean, the right to life would come ahead, for example, and you'd have to attach a greater weight to it than the nature of marriage. And then somebody might attach...
And they're talking about levels of childhood poverty here, and what are people doing for childhood poverty. They're talking about that within their 10 questions. The right of religious organisations to provide services in a manner consistent with the religious ethos they talk about. The right of parents to have Catholic schools as part of a diverse system of educational provision they talk about in here too. It's just such an interesting question. 030 30 80 55 55. What instruction do you take if you're listening to this today as a Catholic? What instruction do you take from what you're hearing from the Catholic Church? And isn't it a pity that we have the Catholic Church sending out these messages into society and then not having the time to explain what they're talking about on the programme today? Let's see if they can have the time to talk to us tomorrow. Go on, Boyd Sleater.
Stephen. So it's a case of, what the Catholic Church are doing, as you've sort of said, is they're trying to steer you to vote for a certain way. But what they don't realise, and what David don't realise, is Catholics are not suddenly going to jump ship from voting for the likes of the SDLP or Sinn Féin and even some of the more sort of progressive parties like the Green Party or Alliance to vote for the DUP because of what the Catholic Church has said. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, especially considering the political environment in the north of Ireland, and especially considering the ex-leader of the DUP saying things like the Pope's the Antichrist. You know, if they're if they were real staunch Catholics, they're not going to go, oh yeah, let's go and vote for the DUP. That, you know, they've always been very nice to, and thought about the equal rights of Catholics in Northern Ireland. That's just not going to happen. That's silly.
They're not saying go for the DUP. I mean, look at these 10 questions, put a weight to each one, and then have a look down through the policies of each party.
Yes, I know you've said that, but what I'm saying is,
hold on, you're talking over each other.
In Ireland that any, you know, that those sort of line up with. And I mean, if you're going to weight it, as you've said, with equal marriage and abortion at the top, then you're going to be looking at the TUV and the DUP. You know, so, and that's a ridiculous idea, you know, a ridiculous claim to make for people who are Catholics or nationalists in Northern Ireland. They're not going to vote for the DUP. And in actual fact, what that's going to do, if that is the case, and if that is what the Catholic Church are steering people in Northern Ireland to do, it's going to hold Northern Ireland back further. Because it's the likes of the DUP who keep on putting in things like petitions of concerns, which are holding things back in Northern Ireland. But then I guess, you know, this is what the Catholic Church want to do. I mean, it's the same with their idea in schooling. We should be pushing for an integrated schooling system. That's what we should be pushing for.
Well, let's let Boyd reply to this. Hold on, let's let David reply to this, right?
You know, I mean, it kind of baffles me. Like, there is no political program that is necessarily attached to atheism. I mean, there's no reason an atheist can't vote for any particular party in Northern Ireland. There's no reason why an atheist can't be left, right, or centre, any kind of politics whatsoever.
That's correct.
There's no particular politics that is attached to atheism out of necessity. So it just so happens that Boyd is an atheist with a particular point of view.
Wait a second.
There are certain precepts, and one of them, you know, has come attached to being a Catholic, such as respect for the right to life, such as concern for the poor.
David,
now again, the Catholic
Church is not anybody
to vote for the DUP, and that would
let's bring John into this and let's burn. Morning, John.
But obviously a Catholic can vote for the DUP if they so wish.
Okay. I don't know if I'll get a word in there, but
consideration these issues.
Okay, go on, John.
All right, Stephen. Yeah, Stephen, I'm just listening to the conversation there, and I mean, I'm thinking, people who say, oh, you know, the Catholic Church and the Christians can't interfere, but, you know, we have a say as well, and at the end of the day, you know, if you take the Bible belief out of it, then Christianity doesn't exist. I mean, as Christianity or Catholics, whatever you want to call it, I mean, they base their beliefs on the Bible. If you take out the beliefs of the Bible, which is what the Catholic Church are saying, this is our beliefs, and we don't think you should be voting for people outside of these beliefs. And you know, I hear people saying, oh, the church is out of touch with the people, but it's not true. It's the people that are out of touch with the church.
And obviously there may be some Catholics who read this, and as has been said this morning, they put a different weight to different questions within that, and do vote for Sinn Féin or the SDLP. And you could argue that all this is, or other parties indeed, and all this is the Catholic Church saying, look, think about it. They're not telling people not to vote for particular parties. David in Exeter. Hello, David.
Oh, good morning. Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Go ahead, David.
Morning. Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Well, that's good. Go ahead, David. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I mean, I almost looked in danger of people maybe considering voting on issues rather than on their loyalties to a faction or a flag. But, you know, maybe we'll nip that in the bud in Northern Ireland, like everywhere else, votes on the policies and the idealisms. But I guess factional voting is just as good. What was I going to say about the Bible or Catholicism? You know, why is it in our culture nowadays, you know, it's okay to be offended by one thing, but you can't feel offended at another thing? They tell us not only what to not hate, but what to hate. I'm tired of being told what to do. If I want to be a Christian, you know, there may be mechanisms.
Well, there's no suggestion of hate in this, is there? What they're doing, the Catholic Church is entitled.
They hate abortion, so, and they think it's wrong, but they've got to phrase it in a different way. Now, I mean, there are ways around it, but like with gay marriage, I guess, technically, if you're getting married not in a church,
okay,
it's not a marriage, is it? So even if, just because you've got a paper that says you are, it's not a Christian marriage, so why does it apply? So maybe that's different. But on fundamental things like abortion or other things like that, you know,
okay.
stand your ground.
David, thank you very much indeed. And Boyd and David Quinn, okay. Thank you.